Hello, everyone. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. It's your host, Model Angela.
And Houston Riri. Hey, y'all.
I'm finally here.
Oh, my God. He was on time. He was right on time with the hand clap.
Ooh-wee.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Now you was late. Now you're late. You tried it.
He's just going to enjoy
I'm glad
his
you gave yourself some crickets. I'm glad you gave yourself some crickets. Okay, I got a little cough. So y'all going to have to bear with me, okay? I don't know if I'm sick or allergies, but we're working on it.
Poor thing. Hey, guys. It's the whole world.
You don't really mean that.
We're back. Oh. Okay.
What?
I need
you to get
the lights.
It's been a very long time since I've been on here, y'all. How long has it been? A month?
We have a really good topic tonight. It's a very broad topic, but it's a really good topic.
Yeah.
Because it happens to everybody every day, whether they want it to happen or not. And sometimes you do it and you don't even know you're doing it, but sometimes you know you're doing it, but you're just habitual with it, so you don't know you're doing it. But tonight's topic is lies.
And more lies.
And more fucking lies.
Stupid
so,
lies.
So, yes. That topic is going to be pretty good because, you know, we're just going to discuss the lies, the reasons for the lies. I'm not lying to you to hurt you. I'm lying to not hurt you, like, what? But that even make sense?
No.
Anyway, we'll discuss that later.
They're super lies. They start
calling
you like, huh? What are you even saying? Like, I'm going to have a little
the lies, okay. Stupid lies, volunteer lies, involuntary lies.
Okay. Lies ain't that. Like, I got next year. Why did you do lies? That's when you know somebody's just so wrong and it's on their conscience. They come in lies. Like, really? No high, no nothing. Just all lies. Right.
Well, let's go ahead and get into our gossip and news. And I don't think I know anything going on. I'm out of the loop.
Yeah, me too. But I think, okay, so I was watching the Sisterhood of Hip Hop. And their little show was pretty good. At first, it seemed like they was plexing on the first season. I mean, I don't know what season this is because I don't really watch it. But my TV just happened to be on that channel, and I was just like, huh. But this season, whichever number it is, they seem to be as a group besides Naeem and Diamond. They beefing about something that's real mediocre and childish. But I was listening to the performances, and Sia and Naeem have some really good songs. I ain't going to lie. I went to go get my baby clothes to wash them, and I started singing Naeem a song, and I was like, wait a minute. Oh, okay, she really didn't, because, you know, I don't get on people like that. Took me a while.
Who
is
Naeem?
Huh?
Who is Naeem? Is that the girl from Love & Hip Hop?
No, these are sisters. This is the sisterhood of hip hop. Like, all the girls are trying to be rappers right now. Like the Young Chicks, it's Diamond, Sia, Naeem.
Is Diamond still considered a rapper? When was the last time she had a song?
Honestly, I mean, I don't know, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, when she do stuff, it'd be hidden, but, yeah, I don't know.
Did she
do
anything since Lucky's Your Book?
Yeah, she did that song with Ludacris, the five-star chick. She ain't just really been, like, it don't seem like she's been hidden. A lot of them seem like they're mixtape rappers because I never heard any of these girls until I watched the show, and they sound good, so it's kind of like, why are y'all not out? Because y'all do sound good.
Yeah.
But it's
weird.
Like
a mainstream rapper that's a female has to have a whole totally different type of look. You know what I mean? Like her whole look and her whole rap attitude. And
yeah.
Sure,
I just
want
to get some attention, that's all. Whoever, because Nicki good, you know, she's good. At first, I feel like, what is she even talking about? Nicki ain't making no sense. But when she said that something about dreaming the dream car or some crap, I was like, oh, she finally said something that makes sense. So I started listening to her more. And she, you know, I like her now. But,
I like Nicki because I listened to her mixtape fucked up first. But you could tell when she first became mainstream, that she was doing what was necessary to get her foundation fit. You know what I mean? Because obviously her mixtape stuff is not what people really gave a shit about to get her where she wanted to be. Well, you can kind
of
tell.
Yeah,
like
I think that's some of her problems too.
Yeah, from her appearance to her lyrics is becoming more of what she actually wants to do, like who she feels she is. Which, hi, girl. Mastermind that business, girl.
Okay, whoop to the whoop. And so that's that show. I mean, it looks like it's okay. They're doing a little thing. You know, I might listen to see what they do. I mean, I might watch it just to see the other songs that they have. But did you know that Hoops and her sisters have a TV show?
Who?
Hoops.
No, I did not know that.
I want to watch it because I love me some Hoops, girl. I think it came out last year, but they have a new season about to start this fall.
What
is
it about?
Well, no, that was last fall. It's just kind of supposed to be, I guess, about how they live their life and stuff. And I don't know, because it was really, really quick. It didn't even say when it's supposed to start airing. And I was, like, trying to Google and see.
Wait, you said it talks about what?
What?
You said it talks about what?
It just talked about, it was kind of quick on them talking, but it's called It Takes Sisters, and she has, like, 9 sisters. And, what?
Ooh, girl, there's no way in hell. Shit.
All them sisters.
That's
yeah,
a lot of siblings. That's a lot of siblings, period. Shit.
That's a lot of fighting. And so they're talking about, they fight, but they're still sisters. So it might be a good little show. I said I'll watch it, so I'll let y'all know.
Kind of biting off the Braxtons on the coup, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but not necessarily because their snippet doesn't look anything like the damn Braxtons. No, they're all athletic. I don't know if they're all athletic. I take that back. It just seems like they do, like, kickboxing and stuff like that. But, I mean, they just seem different. It doesn't seem like it's the same, which all these shows are sort of biting each other now. But
exactly. They all the same to me.
Speaking of the Braxton, so this girl, what's that girl name? What's the sister name? This one that got the gay, Katrina and Gabe were getting a divorce, and Gabe is trying to really, like, here's my question. When you hear Go for the Juggler, what did you think? Did you think that
hit a motherfucker in the throat?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So never mind. I guess me and Tamar was on the motherfuckers thinking that it was my balls. My bad.
No, the juggler.
I thought, I mean, I know now that it's your throat. It is your throat because they had to cut her juggler or whatever for a surgery for Evelyn. But me and Tamar was thinking that when they said get you by your juggler, we thought it was your balls. I mean,
Well, you know, Tamar is pretty slow, so don't.
I mean, you know, sometimes I have my blonde moments, and, you know, she wore her blonde wig, so maybe we were just doing some dumb stuff at a moment.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, I know because of anatomy and physiology. So,
see, no.
I don't really count. Like, you got to count me out. You got to ask somebody else.
Yeah, ask someone else, see? Ask a normal person. But, yeah, so on that show, Evelyn had her surgery. She's doing better. And it's crazy. I think it's the same surgery that my grandfather had or is about to have or whatever. But anywho, God bless him. So Trina and Gabe are going through the divorce. And this man is like, I don't want your kids living in my house. I want all your money. If I have to get out of this house, you need to pay for my house. He acting really like a female right now.
And
he's saying, you know. Yeah, and he's saying about he's trying to get all her money. I mean, all her money for something. He built her brand and stuff, which. He did put in a lot of money for her video, but that was it. Like, everything else, it didn't seem like he was doing it. She was doing it herself. Like, she used her own savings to support her club, her little bar, and he's trying to take that from her, too. So he's acting real, ugh. And Tamar, of course, is still sitting on the island by herself. You know, I know she says some Tamar does say some sly little shit. She be throwing shade, but all of them do. But I think they take to offense when Tamar do it because they kind of low-key jealous that, you know, everybody was okay with the fact of Tony being the celebrity and the star, but now Tamar is shining and coming up, and it's like, why you? Like, I think they kind of, like, jealous.
Yeah, they do kind of have some shade, but Tamar do be kind of doing the most.
Yeah, Tamar be doing the most.com, backslash, and all that good shit. She do the most. But I do feel like it bothers them more because it used to be all of us are not celebrities, but, you know, we ain't doing our music is all on the same platform, but now yours is shot up. You got this good-ass husband that's taking care of you versus one husband taking her husband. Trina's husband cheating on her, and then talking to with Tracy is just like, I was never in the mix, like, I'm trying to come up. So I could see why they could be jealous, but again, they might not be jealous,
yeah.
But hey, we all human. I know that's your sister, you love her, but baby, let's be real, we all wrapped in flesh, and there is some jealousy there.
Because we all like, why is she, you know, even though you're not supposed to ask why, we often feel asked why.
Mm-hmm. Yep. True. Yeah, then as far as more gossip, what is really going on? Rashida still has not left Kirk. She's not going to meet Kirk. We all know this.
Honestly, I think their drama is kind of staged. Because remember, like, the first season, they were talking about putting him off because they wasn't interested. And he had been showing his ass ever since then.
You're about right.
I think it's actually hurting her brand, kind of, like, I wouldn't say completely, but I think it's hurting her brand. Like, I look at her business page or whatever, and I see people, like, going, I'm like, you need to leave him. I'm losing respect for you. I can't shop with you and support you to support him. And I was just like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, people was, like, really taking these type of reality shows into heart. And, like, at the end of the day, 90% of the shit you see is not even real. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
like a fake reality. Like, how does that even work?
Yeah,
like,
I think, like,
people need to understand, use reality TV for what it is, TV. Like,
yeah, and then I think it's crazy because, yeah, I understand what they're saying, like, I don't support you and all that stuff, and then the thing is, you're supposed to be bossy, you're supposed to be this top-notch chick and all that, but you letting your husband drag you to the mud just for some ratings on TV. It just, it's stupid. And then I'm proud of you. Has that been Erica? Oh, Miss Ashley would have got her ass whooped every time she saw her. Like,
girl.
She walked in, I ain't got nothing to do with this, ma'am. You better leave me alone. Like, girl, get out of my mama. I don't care if she wrong with two left shoes.
In my driveway, in the back of that
girl, and Kirk would have got his ass whooped. They both would have gone to the hospital, not to no damn show.
Girl,
my baby in the summer, hi. I'm going to talk to you. Hi. You play so much. Yes, but I'm just, and my thing is, I would give her a little bit more respect if she would just punch somebody already. But you making him look like you're a weak-ass female, it's just like, come on, really? Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But Miss Puerto Rican princess?
That might be it.
Puerto Rican princess? I can't even do her voice no more. I got to hear it. But Jocelyn. Jocelyn, see, they doing good. Besides the fact that she got mad at him because he's working with, supposedly, get out of my room. She's supposed.
Oh, snap. Did we lose her?
No, I'm trying to put it on mute. Can you please leave my room?
I figured that was child abuse happening right then.
So, I think he said, thank you. I think that. Okay, so she got mad at him because he was working with Tiffany and Jasmine, wasn't the pink hair girl and the other girl.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they must have slept with them girls or whatever the case may be. So she didn't even tell him that she's upset that he's working with her. But then she just got upset and cussed him. F you at your wedding, the stupid bee, and yada yada. You be F you should have shot orange juice at the man and everything. So you know that's how they are.
You don't speak no English.
And everywhere I go, he's following me. He said, see you later. I'm sorry, y'all. But yeah, so they started fighting. You know how you separate them when they argue and all that. Make sure they don't hit each other. But I was sitting there like, I can understand, see, why he like, bitch, what's wrong with you? Because she never said why she was mad. She was just mad. It's like, girl, you can't, he don't know, he can't read your mind. Tell him what's wrong. And then Mimi.
She is a dumb bitch.
But you know what? I kind of feel like Nico is not lying. I don't know why. I know he's a scumbag.
I know. I don't feel like Nico is lying. I still feel like he is in love with his wife. And I think his wife really, I feel like his wife really knows that because she intimidates the fuck out of Mimi without even saying shit. Like, the way she enters the room with that little fashion show shit.
Yes.
Nigga. She was like,
girl,
I don't know nobody here, but you better not fuck with me. Like, how you let a motherfucker grab your hand and you not popping with it? What?
Yeah, she's what? Laughing. Her demeanor what? Is like, I think she would drag me because it's like,
she
like girl,
Charlie,
please, like,
you
just don't know.
Crazy.
He didn't grab Mimi. He didn't grab his wife. He was just
but
like.
He got his wife crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
He got her whoop for many a bitches.
And was
but
like, and you know, skinny bitches be strong. Them the bony people are some strong ass people. So I think he's just like, you know what? I'm going to let you get your ass whooped. And I don't think he's lying because he's talking about this broker that he has and part of their contract and all this setting up with him. When that motherfucker come out the woodwork and start telling the truth, and then he has recordings. Here's the thing. He did come into this as, yes, I'm going to come up and make some money for me and my wife. Yes, he did. Because he was recording his bitch conversations and everything since day one. So if you can lay there and say, well, I'm giving you 25% of my book, for three books, but she was dick whipped, and we also know that you probably was in on this damn porno thing because you too hungry for some money. He told her, girl, I gave you value. And I was like, he did, though, on the real. Because she wasn't shit, even when she wasn't fooling him. When he came in the picture, she became something. Whether they wanted to admit to it or not. Huh?
She became a dumber bitch, but that's about it. But I mean, I guess they can't.
We thought she was dumb by Stevie. She was real dumb with him. But he did make her some money. Like, he made her come up. Regardless, like, he helped her come up. But I just can't wait to see who is this extra person that knows the truth. And I can't wait to they possibly play some of those recorded conversations. Because Arian was like, look, Arian stepped to the side and talked to Margo. And she was like, yeah, it kind of seemed like, you know, it is what it is. That's my friend. I have to believe what she say. And Margo was like, you know, well, he's my husband. I got to believe what he say. And I feel like what he's saying is true. So Arian sat her down and was like, girl, look, now this is your chance to tell me the truth about anything. I'm your friend. I'm still going to love you. But come on now, because if you're going to get embarrassed later, she might as well tell us now. But she kind of looked, you know how you have this appearance and demeanor, you know, for sure that, no, I'm not lying. It's 100. I'm good. She didn't have that. She had a like, oh, no, it's nothing, but still kind of worried type of look. Because then she was saying she didn't know what he had recorded because Arian was like, well, what do you have, you know, what does he have on record? She was like, girl, I don't know. Like, oh, my God, I just don't know what the hell I'm saying no more, you know. So I think he got some juicy shit we will see. But these lies, everybody is telling them, it don't make no damn sense. It's too much. But anyway,
well,
who else got?
We shall see, but we're going to go into a quick music break and finish our gossip session when we get back.
Yeah. Sarero, you know what it is, right? Huh? Hood Ricky Wayne, the mixtape. You feel me? Yeah. First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. I don't wanna if that ass don't sit like a horse. I be ballin' on these niggas, got me feeling like sports. Dash got so much wood, I could build me a fort. Ain't too many things I ain't done yet. I'm the king of this shit, crowned by the toilet. I'm just barely getting started, you already upset. Got a tiger as a pet, I just took him to the vet. Homie, I be making hits, I'm the rap Derek G to let your bitch ride on me like she was on the feeder. If the pussy ain't good, then I probably won't feed her. Little homie, you can keep her, cause I really don't need her. I ain't worried about feet, so homeboy, use the pee on. Toilet seat, ass nigga, man, I swear you getting peed on. Man, my jury's so cold, I walk around with the heat on. My alarm clock set, just in case they wanna sleep on. I'm a full-time player, hopping out an alligator, sipping lean annihilator, homie, I'll annihilate you. If you think you wanna battle, you gon' have to pay some paper. I just hit her and I quit her, I will never ever date her. It's the same how I'm barely getting love in the city, travel to another town, you can bet the fucking with me. I be killing this shit, pray to God they forgive me. They say when you blow up, don't forgive me. Man, I've been on fire ever since they made the lighter. My boys will pull up on your homie, I ain't talking diapers. Walking to your function on point,
something like perfection. Usually I'm not the type to just approach a chick, but I don't wanna have to take the time to reminisce. I'm never talking to her cause I was a timid dude. Time for this young MC to bust the mold. Girl, I gotta take that right route. Like I'm receiver, intentions to bag this diva. Oh man, staring at me, so now I gotta speak. How was you? I just had to let you know that I really like your style and I can't keep it on the low. And I was hoping I could see you outside of this mall. She put a number in my drawer and said, give me a call.
Balcony, don't wanna get big and have a nigga Malcolm me. So I listen to the teachers and the faculty on Sundays, listen to what the pastor preach. Thank God for family. We facing so much tragedy, hoping forever after, so happily. Lavishly a master P. Hard times though, throw them in the back of me. 1D backseat full of everything that I don't need. Yeah, and I'm hoping my lady won't leave once she look at the table and see everything I don't bring. To get her to stay, she gon' need more reasons. They say a five-star chick gon' need the four seasons. The fabulous life, room for more breathing. Can't fake and say you love her when you don't mean it. And she know all about me now, the truth hurts. And every time she doubt me now, she shoot first. Can't tell I changed, she need proof first. The devil in the dress need a new purse. This ain't the game of point guards and sinners. Though we all point to God cause we sinners. I point to the past like remember. The point of it all, ain't no point of you just fronting in the mirror. And I know I was hurting her when looking back. Plus I know deep inside she gon' get me back. Cause damn, I know revenge sweet. But it ain't a better feeling than when your ends meet. And all the hoes watching, all your friends see. I never knew expensive taste could be so bittersweet. I swear I did it all for you. Look what fame bought me. All the money I made, all the change it brought me. The pain it cost, I'm feeling damn foolish. Used to be closer than my fam though, Cam Newton. Yeah, and all my friends be saying I'm messing up. It's crazy how the game can come along and get the best of us. Damn, what the lesson was. I'll be your ally now, just tell me what your question was. Cause we can work it out and fix whatever's left of us. Take you to your favorite shop, all your favorite restaurants. Deep down, I know you wanna see the beach too. Nowadays, we barely speak when I see you. Would have took away the cameras for a redo. But God bless the chick I get a ring to.
Yes, we're back. That's one of my favorite jams by Fat. But continue.
He always got good songs. He has really good songs. I ain't gonna lie, I was jamming to that first song. That sixth song was like, is that a boy or a female? But What is it?
You talking to the first song?
Girl or boy? The second song.
Oh no, all of them were guys.
Okay. I would listen to the words just at X because, you know, I just asked. Anyway, movie coming out in September, The Perfect Guy with Tanaya Lathan, Michael Ealy, and Moore Schiffman. OM to the G. Can we just speed up to September because I want to see that so damn bad. That shit looks good. And him and his color eyes make him look even more crazy. I can't wait to see it. Excuse me, y'all. Sorry. Hey. I think it's going to be a really good movie. But anywho,
So,
I've had a real serious one. I'm sorry.
Finish off your gossip and news before we move on to today's topic.
Who else I gossip?
You were on Love and Hip Hop. What else? Have you seen Nellyville? I haven't seen it in like 2 weeks.
Oh, I love Nellyville. That is like a good little show. But I'm sorry. I still. Who's a hater?
City.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Anyway, but I feel like, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I don't like you. Anyway, I like Ashanti. I'm sorry. They just fit better. I don't know what their deal was, and then I don't know their personal business or why they split up. I just don't feel like it's genuine with Miss Jackson to me.
I don't either. I think she's just trying to stay relevant.
Yeah, it doesn't feel.
I don't
like
even think like Nana really like her that much. Like,
yeah,
Nana did me that whatever type of thing. I'm just getting her
off in a minute. Yeah, she's gonna off in a minute. Like, don't make me tell my dad. Like, they don't want up to me.
Nana be wearing her
ass. Yes, she do.
So fucking funny, I swear. That's funny.
I think Nana and Ashanti was really close. I think they probably still are close. And then supposedly Ashanti's sister is saying that if Miss Jackson come to somewhere, wherever they get, she's going to pray us. Supposedly that's said in a vlog. I don't know if it's actually true, but yeah, I don't know what their thing was, but I wish I would have stayed together because Miss Jackson just, it don't sound like there's a real connection. It's just like, I don't know. It don't seem like it. You know how they, you know, they just seem like, not even like they just started dating, because even when you just start dating somebody, that's when y'all real cool, because, you know, you ain't hate each other yet, you know? But it just seems like weird, ill, I don't know. Anybody else got some drama? T.I. and Tiny are back together from the looks of it. They doing good. And did y'all know that they never went on a honeymoon? All that money. Never went on a honeymoon.
That's for a while, though.
I don't know. They're so busy, and then he ended up going to jail, too. So they never went on a honeymoon. So they tried to do a little honeymoon / get away from the kids, but the kids ended up coming, like, the next morning or later that night or something. That's all I can think of for the gossip. I'm sure Kanye and the Kardashians all in. Oh, it's some old gossip. It's probably late anyway. Caitlyn Jenner. Makes no sense at all.
Oh, girl. Yeah. I'm talking about who
they play too much. He looked better than Chris.
Whoops.
I said it. He looked better than Chris. Sorry. But I don't like the fact that everybody is discussing that, but no one said anything about, what's his name, Akon and the solar power that he's given to, I've seen it a few times,
not as much as I've seen Caitlyn, but.
Yeah, and I only seen it because Black Post reposted, like, that's fucked up, did anybody talking about this? That's the only reason why I've seen it, so I don't even know the real details on that, but
exactly
we do appreciate you, Akon. Thank you so much for that, sir. Even though the power ain't coming to me, I still thank you. But I think that's the ending of our gossip, because I really just can't think of anyone else's gossip. I don't realize gossip that people y'all don't know, but that wouldn't help. It'd be juicy, though. It would be real juicy, though, because I know I'm private eye. I figure out everything. I'm like the world's biggest detective. Why is a child knocking on my door?
You're just a crazy-ass stalker, y'all. Tripping.
Who, me? I'm a stalker? I'm not a stalker. I just like to know everything. And if I see something juicy, I'm going to keep digging. I don't give a damn my feelings get hurt. I'm going to dig, because I'll be like, oh, really? Really? You for real? But, yeah, that's me.
That's a whole
other
topic.
You can get shit past me.
She's going to pet our pride out. We're going to need a whole another session for that. But this session, we're going to talk about these lies.
It's lies, lies, lies.
And this is a topic that Riri wanted to discuss today. I'm not sure why she wants to talk about lies, but clearly lies are bothering her.
What had happened was, I talked to my lie, right? And I had to call in, so I'd be like, bitch, such, this person lied. And maybe this person has the dumbest lies in America. Their lies don't make no sense. I've caught them in a lie before, and it was just like, oh, no, because see, what had happened was, I really can't go into detail with y'all like that, but the lie was stupid. The first lie was, like, the dumbest, and it was, like, it really don't, you know, it don't hurt my feelings. It really don't, you know, it doesn't affect me, but damn, just be honest. You just told this real stupid-ass lie that made no sense. Like, if I told you that lie, I'd never hear the end of it, because you just lied. Like, y'all, the lie was so stupid. I really wish I could tell y'all, but the lie was the dumbest lie in America. You know, somebody tell you a story and it doesn't make any sense at all, and then sometimes you be like, why did you even tell me that story? It's, like, that stupid. But, anywho, I found out another lie, because I'm a private eye detective. I was looking for something else to sum it up on that. But, anywho, yeah, so that lie was just, that lie confirmed that you was lying. No, it don't work no more. Yeah, it don't work no more, motherfucker, because I changed the last digit. That's why the shit don't work no more with your lying ass. Thank you for confirming your motherfucking lie. Damn. People be doing too motherfucking much. Just too much. But people are always lying.
This thing is personal.
It's very personal. It's very personal. But see, the thing was, this, I didn't really think this was going to be a topic, y'all. And I had called and told her what it was. And she was like, okay, well, don't forget the show tonight, because last week I forgot. I was finally off, and I forgot the show. And she was like, what's the topic? I said, lies, 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 lies. And I laughed. I'm like, I'm just playing. Then at 8:22, she going to text me, don't forget the show. And then we'll send me the link to the topic said, lies, lies. I was dying laughing.
I feel
oh,
like
my God.
Something was, you know,
No, it's like, you
know, need somebody to talk to when they jump off bridges and shit. We can't have that. Your son's
oh,
bad.
I ain't gonna jump off no bridge. No,
yeah,
I just feel like that
line. You ain't got time for that.
My son's too bad. You better come wait. Wait a minute. That's all she can. She's so ratchet, y'all. This is the shit I gotta deal with. This is what I gotta deal with. I hope you let me cry all day tomorrow on your ass. Okay? Just cry all day. That was an insight, y'all. Her sister got a baby that's 6 months, and I just hope that baby cry all day while she got him tomorrow. Anywho. So, you know, people just offer stupid lies to you or dry lies. Or females, we know this. When your nigga come in with his dumbass lie, oh, baby, last night when you called me, I was asleep. Oh, you was asleep, what? You was asleep at 7 o'clock? You went to sleep. You bitch, you're lying. Stop lying. Why did you, I didn't even ask you anything about you missing my phone call. Why did you lie?
You're gonna lie. Let me ask for the lie. You know,
for
I can more so accept the lie that you asked for. But if I walk in the house and you just immediately, yeah, I was gonna do such and such, but I did this instead. Like, motherfucker, I ain't even asked for that lie. Like, why did you deliver that lie to my front door without an invitation? It's like.
Yeah,
it's like you just drive. I feel like it's like a, then when you lie, like a dumb lie, I feel like you kind of insult my intelligence. Like, motherfucker, did you think I would believe that? Like, well, did you think I was dumb enough to believe that's the best shit? Like, James Harden in that girl picture, he told his girlfriend this Photoshop, and the dumb bitch believed it.
Oh,
I
hell no, you can't Photoshop
her goddamn
that
forehead.
Damn
she's so stupid.
Okay.
She's
so damn dumb. I would have Photoshopped
shit.
The picture with me. I didn't ask if I was trying to Photoshop the picture with me and another nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I took a picture
of
me and another nigga,
smart. And
I'd have been talking about, it's Photoshop.
She's smarter than the other bitch. She's smarter than the side bitch. Here. Side bitch, she done fucked up her allowance. The girlfriend like,
she
oh,
sure did.
Okay,
she
lady,
sure did.
Yeah, you about to pay for your motherfucking Photoshop incident.
Yeah, you know what? Some lies from the right person, you be like, okay.
You're going to buy your way out this motherfucking line.
You
ain't
got shit. You can't buy a
motherfucking
thing.
I'm going to need you to stop lying. And they, a dude will know it's a lie, and they know you don't believe it, and be like, man, whatever she say, I'm going to do it, because I know I'm lying.
I know, yep. And she, oh, damn. She said, okay, and turned her back. They have to either be happy or scared. Oh, shit.
You want me to pay your car note? Duh, I want you to pay my car
note.
Come, the last
thing. Motherfucker, hell yeah. I keep my car note money in my pocket. Shit, I might double pay if you pay that motherfucker. Go ahead.
Surely do, but you can pay 2 months if you want to.
Hell yeah. I'm that mad, nigga. Now what? I'm angry. Girl.
But, like, really, is there ever a time that you feel like the lie is actually necessary? Like how people say, I lie to protect you or, you know, your feelings or whatever, like,
hell no, because what's under the door comes to light. So what the fuck, don't lie. You protect my feelings. This is how it is. If I found out you're cheating on me, and which I ain't had that issue, so I don't even worry about that. But if it was an instance where a dude cheat on me, get away from my door. Get your life. If a dude cheat on me and I have to find out in the streets versus you telling me, especially if I ask you and you don't tell me, like, let me know. So when a motherfucker come up and be like, oh, yeah, I seen your nigga with such and like, oh, yeah, I know. Versus, girl, what, really? I'm going to call this nigga. You're embarrassed. Like, let me be like, oh, shit, I don't know about that. It's nothing. You know, let me be in on it. Don't let me be the fucking laughing stock of the day. Like, really?
Yeah. I can respect somebody who's honest with me. I mean, because in real life, it's going to come out. And in real life, I'm debating on how I'm going to tell the truth about my fucked up life.
You said you waiting on how you going to do what?
I'm debating on how I'm going to tell the truth about my fucked up situation. We're going to figure it out. But it's going to come out sooner or later. It's always better sooner than later.
Get out.
You just got to make sure you dress it up right, you know, put a tie on it and shit.
Yeah,
so
I think I would accept your lie better if it ain't a stupid lie. And if your lie made sense, you know, then it'd be different. But your lie just dumb. It don't make no sense at all. It's just like, it's just dumb. It's just so dumb. Like, for real, like, oh, I seen your car parked at McDonald's. Oh, I was parked at McDonald's because I decided to walk to work. Bitch, you walk to work. Really?
Nigga, you
like, damn.
Next block.
That was another block. Like, you walk all the way to work. Bruh. I ain't saying nothing about what you're doing
you
in McDonald's.
Left your car at home, yo. Like,
what? You're going to have to park and ride, but you chose to leave it at McDonald's Burger King? Come on, that for real? And niggas just be, people would just be doing dumb lines, dry lines, or that capping line.
Oh
yeah,
you
know,
this
has
been
gonna,
my favorite.
And
I'm really disgusted. And you women who act like y'all don't know it's a lie. Now, this, I've heard over the past 3 weeks at least, four women tell me that, you know, the person that they dating, they it's complicated because they live with another individual, ex or whatever. Supposedly they're broken up, exes, but they still live together. I'll never understand how that shit works. But not only are they still living together and separated, they don't be just separated for a couple of days. They be separated for, like, years. And then, like,
yeah,
y'all still got a joint, y'all still got a joint bank account. Motherfucker, the moment you tell me you don't want me no money, I'm getting my funds. I'm transferring the bitches online. I ain't even lit a house. As long as you like, we over, okay, transfer.
Yep.
Like, what the
okay. For your ass really took my shit. We're
so
not putting no account together any motherfucking way.
I feel like that's a lot of all lies because being, I don't give a damn what y'all say, y'all some petty individuals. And y'all be the first motherfuckers, too, to be like, oh, this bitch ain't get shit. I'm getting my money.
Yep.
Send my money on little nigga. I can't believe that you don't allow an account to stay joint with a woman that you don't even want to be with. Like, why would you want that kind of bond, like, connection with somebody? Like, that you making yourself have to continue putting up with a person that you supposedly don't want to put up with. Like, that makes no sense to me. So I feel like that is the driest, crusty, little Kiki from the South Side lip lie.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Oh, damn. You know what? Speaking of those type of lies, I ain't gonna say the person's name because we. I'm talking about everybody. Know everybody know this nigga. This nigga's gonna tell me he had been trying to talk to me since I was about, you know, legit high school age, and so I never really just really talked to him. And one day I was like, all right, let me chop it up with him, see what it is. This nigga's gonna tell me, me and my baby mama not together anymore, but we still live together, dude. Really? Y'all ain't together, but y'all still live together? It's an apartment lease. How? You don't have to pay shit but the next month's rent and a reletting fee. Move out. What, you for real? That's what you're going to tell me? You could have said y'all live together and just see how I roll with it. I might not give a damn.
We ain't got married yet because it's going to affect my, it's gonna affect my paycheck. What? Nigga, what? What? Motherfucker, what?
Yes.
Or, no, the women be trying to lie for their man. Well, we don't want to get married yet because, you know, I'm on housing. And then, bitch, I mean, if you got a nigga living with you and you on housing, because I'm sure he out here flexing. Y'all flexing together like y'all living life.
Okay.
Out here motherfucking flexing with the government funds. I'm not about to play with y'all, but what I am about to play is this music break. We'll get back with y'all in a second with y'all lying asses.
Okay, liars.
Best part of my team. 85 in my G-Ride. Damn right, that girl mine. Quit the job about 4 a.m. She don't mind if I take a swim. Down low, never above the rim. Got me feeling like a big old pimp. Fine, I'm thinking of time. I'm going deeper and feeling your spine. Kinda like dinner, we sipping that wine. So out of space, huffing that pine. Yeah. Baby got my mind gone. Keep on calling my cell phone. She don't know that I'm coming home. Feeling her lately. And I know she be waiting. And I'm here for the taking, baby. Ain't no hesitation.
Driving down I-20.
Like, am I talking? Like, can I be heard? Yeah, so. Back to the
Who was that last song by? I think I ask every time he played that song.
If he don't answer.
So he ain't gonna tell us? That's fine.
So
anyway.
Rude.
Oh, rude ass.
Rude ass. Nigga, he probably over there lying to somebody. I'm so girl.
You know what? I can't wait no lie. I was too into this game, and this game is like I'm like paying attention, but I'm like watching this game and like, oh my god. See, I could have lied, but I didn't lie. I didn't lie though.
Okay.
I did hear the game's pretty good. I didn't even watch it because I know I ain't gonna be able to focus.
These boys like a freaking video
mm-hmm.
game. Like,
it's recorded.
It's unreal.
What? What did you say?
Nothing. But, no, as far as the live thing, man, I wanted to chime in on the topic. It was an interesting topic about live.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I mean, a lot of people, they tell me they do it. Like you said, they do it without, and like sometimes we do it without knowing. You just kind of say whatever. Because a lot of times people don't want to hear, like, you know how you say the truth. The truth, you can't handle the truth. Some people really can't handle the truth. And if you tell them, you know, you tell them the truth or not or something, they want to get mad. Well, you, every time you make sure you tell me the truth. But then when you do, they get mad. But then you want to try to protect face feelings. It's like you gotta take too much.
How do you tell somebody what the hell they can and cannot handle?
Yeah. That's
you know
that's
why
the
I look like that person? Listen, you know why I look like that motherfucker can't handle the truth? Because your motherfucking ass been lying so long that when you do tell them the truth, they snap on your ass. Yeah, they can't handle it. They just want to whoop your ass for lying all the time.
Some people be so insecure because they used to be, you know, they think because of their past feelings or past situations, they think that, I've been in this before, you must be lying. You know, all that.
But if you are lying, then how, but you were talking about if you're not lying. We talking about the fact that the motherfucker is really lying. And she ain't insecure, you just confirmed all her suspicions.
No, I'm saying that you're not lying. No, like I'm saying, like sometimes
the topic is lie.
No, what I mean by that is, if I can make it a little more clearer, No, so sometimes like people like they do in past relationships and because a certain relationship went one way, they think this is a playbook that says how everybody. Reacts the same. Everyone acts the same way. So if they see you do something, or you kind of just keep to yourself, and you say, "Oh, you must be mad at you mad about something or whatever." It's just different things. Like they take it too far of thinking that because the insecurity from a past relationship that you gotta be lying about something, and you're not. You're telling the truth, and they think that you aren't because, like I said, they've been. Through the same type of thing over and over again.
Okay.
Or like one of the craziest things I think, like crazy lies. It's funny when you hear people say they're still virgins. Like it's hard to believe. Like that's one of the things. I mean, and the person can look you dead in the eye, and you wouldn't believe it because it's like in this day and age, it's almost hard to fathom that. So you think that these folks are lying, but they really not. And sometimes it's just the climate that kind of.
I ain't never even met one.
Determined. Man, I see this.
I ain't
man,
never
no, it's work girl day. Like it's work girl day. I was doing a write up on her, and you know I was telling her, you know, describe about yourself one night, and then she had put in she's a virgin, and look, she was like about the same age as me. I was like, damn, you're still a virgin? How was that still possible? It's very hard this day and age, because they throw it in your face more than usual. And now you got social media that keep, you know, now you got it all in your face all talking to social media, so it's hard to escape the temptation.
Mm-mm-mm. I mean, but I don't really know. That's all I like to say. I don't really know. I don't really know. I've lied a lot in my life, especially to the police.
Okay.
Oh, the liar's worst tool, the liar's worst nightmare is screenshots. Screenshots was invented for liars.
No, you said you didn't say that, huh? You know
I got screenshots for that one.
Shit like that, though.
Yeah, I ain't going to screenshot like, what people say and shit.
It's really bad.
Unless
like,
I want to remind you, like, it was between me and you, but I'm not going to screenshot, bitch. I'm not. I'll get that before to somebody else.
No, it's because, like, I'll be talking to somebody, and like, I'll be texting somebody, actually, and I feel like they asking, like, some weird-ass questions. Like, I start getting, like, the fuck, where this come from? And I completely stop talking to you, or I call, because I feel like
mm-hmm.
you're trying to set me up on some shit. Like, don't
mm-hmm.
come for me. Don't you come for me, motherfucker.
Yeah, I have screenshotted somebody, but not like I'm going to screenshot you and show the world what you're talking about. I've screenshotted one person and show Angela because I just had to let her see how annoying this person was and how unreal that this person could be so weak and this and the third. But it wasn't about like, oh, you said you this, you did. I'm going to go screenshot show you. Like some people really like girls really be doing it, like screenshot and want to go run and show your gal. Like just because you petty enough to show me y'all screenshots, I'm going to ignore the shit just to piss you off. I don't care. I'm glad you texted him, so I ain't got to text him all day. That's cool. You know, I'm that type of girl. I'm ratchet. I just be like, oh, you talking to him? Oh,
ain't
she? Good, so I ain't got to.
This is the thing I hate with screenshots, though. Everybody wants to make this whole thing to where, oh, they Let me show y'all some of these thirsty dudes in my inbox. And then they
screenshot
that.
Oh, I hate
that.
I think that's so.
That is so immature. Like, are you that insecure that that's what you got to do?
You got to do that.
You think that's going to stop it?
Yeah, that was stupid. That is stupid as hell to be doing that. Like, nobody cares about your inbox. Be glad the nigga's trying to talk to you. Keep moving, because you're probably single as fuck in real life.
Right.
You need to holler at
the absolute most.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute most.
Like, dang it. Like, I mean, when you say stuff, you say a certain nature of stuff, you don't even put that in the Facebook inbox. This is not smart. That's the dumbest thing to do.
Yeah, I feel like
don't screenshot.
Blast
that's
just what.
You
make yourself look bad.
Look petty. Like, you make yourself look real petty. And I'm petty of all petties, but I'm not going to do no shit like that. At least I can admit some things, okay? I'm very, very petty, okay? I be getting real petty at school when I be teaching them kids. If don't want to listen, I'm like, all right, when that bell ring, motherfucker, you ain't going nowhere. And I said, they're like, miss, please, come on, miss my bus. Please, miss, man, let me go. No, I'm about to call my mom. I want you to call your mom because I didn't talk to her because you're bad as hell. We need to have a good conversation. Yes, I'm very petty. Mm-hmm. And when you lie, I get even more petty.
That's extremely funny. But I guess the time has, like, flew by so fast today. It's almost time for us to leave. But before we go, keep it real, Sublime. And follow me on Instagram at IamModelAngela. And that's also Twitter, Facebook, and every other social media. And also make sure you follow our Glitz and Glamour page, Glitz and Glamour Radio, on Facebook. Reese?
Yes, follow me on Instagram. My name is, let me look, Houston_Riri. That's R-I-R-I. My Twitter might be HoustonRiri, I think. My Facebook is, what's my Facebook, guys? Oh, man, Facebook doing too much. It's Houston, I think it's HoustonRiri. Yeah, HoustonRiri with no underscore. Instagram might be the same. Thank you guys for listening in, all these liars. If you're going to lie, please make sense with your lies. Don't tell me no dumb-ass lies, dry-ass lies. Just lie because you can lie. You have a tongue in your mouth. Just stop with all the lying. I'm a good girl. I can handle the truth. Just tell the truth. It does not matter. Okay? You're not going to hurt my feelings. You're just going to confirm what the fuck I already know. My intuition don't be telling me no lies. But anyway, thank you guys for listening in.
She crazy, bro.
Anyway.
Bye.
Bye.